And when does the and one second is sa meida gab nachuye de makami begin the chayde shel chaveri the ochle shul chayev she from chayde the meida kodim shiavi is a chayev. In other words, somebody steals chayev. He wants to take it away from himself. He's a gamer, he does it, and then he eats it up. So we don't say come in the rabbi because he became a chuyah as a gamer, as a gazlan at the time of that day. Even if he didn't eat it, he would be a chayev. Suppose it would be not a meilav, he would also be a chayev. He just happened to eat it. And then when he ate it, he becomes a chuyah misa. So there is no connection between the two. Mashein kain, mashein kain, hiya ba minaseich, so shava shmura, habbeh tzeich misa chitfei, di efshar misa b'lo yagbeh. Avol hosom, אפשר להכיל את בלי הגבי, בלי הגבי. So, as far as the חיוב of חיוב is concerned, so, that is אפשר without הגבי. מה שאין כן לגבי בי ואוכל ואוכל, but here, even though it's possible for him to be נאסך and be מחויב מישהו without making הגבי for a wallet, but then, here we have two מחויבים. One chiyuv is mitzad gazlan, and one chiyuv is mitzad mazik. So mitzad mazik, so it's certainly divne. If we are considering this chiyuv mitzad mazik, it's certainly divne. When is he mazik? When he's menasif. He's a mazik, you see, because over there he stole, he took away the chiyuv. He wanted to take it for himself, not just to be mazik, because he wanted to heal himself. So it's a real gzeira. But here, when he picked it up, the wine, not menasik, did he want to appropriate his own use? No. So there was a nice gzeira to be mazik, like the gemara that said chesem bevakame. A shokla the other said, then you cannot say hamanach kamoch. He cannot say Menach Kamoch because he's Mechuyah Ba'ashavah. So the halacha in that Gemara is that if somebody makes a kinyan in a chifetz, in order to mazik it, he's also Gazlan. So then we have to be Mechayev him mitzad Gazlan. We have to be Mechayev mitzad Gazlan. So Mele, since we have to be Mechayev him mitzad Gazlan, so Mele, some more we have to resort to the mechayev of the Hagbay. Now, I mean, I have to mention certain gemara. There is a gemara in the Rakamot. From the end of the Amit, Samachim Dalek. Yom HaRabbe, how man the Bozo Chvich of the Hamra Mechamai? And we call a Shav Yezuzi, and we say Shav Yedale Zuzi, Tavro Yishas Yom Yishalom Dalek, Ipla Memoyla Yishalom Zuzi. If somebody does it, it's obvious, wine from his land, at the time of the Zero, it was worth one Zuzi. At the time of Tashlimim, of so then it is worth four zuz. So if he broke it or he broke it,
he stole it the right time.
One second. So then he has to pay dalit. If Vaminela, if he broke by itself, he only pays one zuz. Because Kola does one in Shalman Gishalab Zera. So if somebody is a gazel, a chifetz, it's worth one zuz. And the time of Hamad beginning is it is falsus, he has to pay only lenses. Because he doesn't do anything after the Maisak Zeroy. And the time of Maisak Zeroy it was only worth lenses. But so you have to, if he does it, שם ביקורי שעתי זה יוסיף שעתי דלת, זו זה, דלת זו זה, תברי שעתי משלם דלת, התלמי לא משלם את זה. The question is, if it's תברי שעתי משלם דלת, does it pay מצד מזיק או מצד גזלן דלת? So on that point, there is a machlokes between the Kseis HaChishon and Nisibis. The Kseis HaChishon says that he is mechuyer misad nazik, and the Nisibis says he is mechuyer misad gazlan. Please let me finish and please do me a favor. So the Reb Chaim in the piece of Torah in Chidul Mazik, it's late, I can't. So the Reb Chaim says like in Sivis, but he mentions the Raya from the Rambam. First of all, Reb Chaim says that it's ignorant for Rashis, like in Sivis, in Ben Metzir. The same Gemara appears in Ben Metzir, but Lama Dali. Ben Dali, sorry. If I'm a male, Michal and Zuse. My time, keeping the Yisa, Hatri, Mere, Berine, Hayi, Shaiti, Koshosale, or the Kotobalo, Kogozomino. So the Gemara emphasized, Hayi, Shaiti, the Koshosale, or the Kotobalo, Kogozomino. Kogozomino. So Mere, that means that the Yisrael Musa Gazlan, if Yisrael does the Ksini says Musa Mazik, why does the Gemara have to say Kogodomino? Komaziko! And then the Rambam in the Chesmeile says, in the Tzahor Chesmeile, Rabbi mentions that Likadu Gazlan, all right, Gazlan pays only care. So you can say he's Mechuyah Musa Mazik, as the Ksini says. But the Rambam mentions that in the Tzahor Chesmeile, Likadu Gazlan, that if Gamef stole a chodesh of yayin, so Bishaz made it was where to Zeus, and then later on it's where Dao Zeus, so if I'm a male, he pays a Zeus, but a Tavre Shasye, he pays careful Dao Zeus. A Mazik doesn't pay careful. Since the Rambam mentions Rabbi's Din with Abigamef too, and he says he pays careful Dao Zeus, so it's a rhyme of Rashis like when he sees this. But the Chiddush HaRam in Sanhedrin, in Perek Nigmar Adin, in the Sukhye of Bob Machteres, it's mashma from Chiddush HaRam that it says. But from the Rambam Shita, it's Mifuresh, the like the Mesibis. The Tavrei Shasye is Chayev Mitzad Gazlan, and Meir Baganev, he's Chayev Mitzad Ganev. If he's a Gazlan, so he's Chayev Mitzad Ganev, Tavrei Shasye. If he's a Gazlan, he's Chayev Mitzad Gazlan. If he's a Ganev, he's Chayev Mitzad Ganev. Why? So Reb Chaim mentions this Gemara of Tzadik Ches. Hanu Yedaged, Lut, Avot, Shoko, Sasha, Vedol, Medad, and we cannot tell you, no, Manach Kamoch, because Manach Kamoch is Shalom HaMazik, there is no Fir HaShove. Gazlan was Rav HaShove, he cannot say Manach Kamoch. So what can the Halach is mentioned here? That if a person takes a chayfetz, in order to mazik it, he doesn't want to use it, but he hates the other person so much, so he takes his chayfetz in order to mazik it, in order to destroy it. He is not interested in appropriating to his own use. So he's also a gazlan. Why? Because the halacha of Rabbi is high shaite אני שייתי קושש עליה, הייתי כותב עליה, הייתי קוגוז למיני. So the halacha is that when a gamer for a gazlan is mazik the chifetz agonaz, the chifetz agozo, so the maisik zera is considered as a repetition of the act of zera. It's special halacha in gazlan. That like this, that if a gazlan, like this, a gazlan has to make a kinyan. But if a gazlan made the kinyan, and then he's mazikit, so the hezek is considered like a duplication, a repetition of the act of zera. If he's a gazlan, so it's considered like a duplication, a repetition of the act of zera. 1 second. But, and if he's a gamer, it's considered like a duplication or repetition of the act of neve. So Mimela, that's why the Gemara says that Tzadik Chayos, that if somebody takes the Mabreya from his friend's hand in order to throw it into the Yamagodo, so he's also gazlan. Because suppose he would take the Mabreya in order to appropriate it to his own use, and then he would decide to throw it away. So then it would be considered as a duplication and a repetition of the act of zera. Some mele, when you take aminas lezera, when you take aminas lahazik, is considered lechicha aminas lezera. In order to be chayvus of gazlan, you have to take aminas lezera. If you take shalei aminas lezera or not, but only if the lechicha is aminas lezera. But the question is, when you take hold of a bele, in order to throw it into the yam, it's not on the slicks there, it's on the slazik. The answer is no, it is on the slicks there. Because of Tavo Vishasim Shalom Dalot, Halin Shaiti Rutiko, Dovomine. So in other words, when it does learn, it's Mazik the Chayit Zagozo, it's a duplication of the act of Zayre. So in other words, when at the very outset he takes it, he makes a king and in order to be Mazik, it's a Kifa, it's a king on the slicks there. But he mentions the Pesach mentions Yerushalmi at the beginning of Perek Akinis. So the Mishnah Akinis says, "Hoitzir listim listim hayavim." The halacha is if listim a gazlan, the gazlan say sheila, and then a sheila is mazik. So they have to pay, not the owner of the sheila, but the gazlan. Because a gazlan is considered like a barim negabe chi of nizaki. So the Yoshatis was mentioned beginning of Akinis, Lei shamu elo kishu itziu am naslik zeyo, aber itziu am nasli abeit. Eino istim chayot. So the question is, there is a stira between the halacha is that a gazlan is considered a barim negabe chi of nizaki. That's why the Mishnah says, "Hoitzir listim chayav." The first Mishnah Akinis. And Yerushalmi says, "Only hoitzir listim anasli gezer." They took out the behemoth because they wanted to appropriate the behemoth to their own use. And then they didn't watch the behemoth. The behemoth was magic. So the listim achayav. But suppose the listim took it out from their mind because they wanted to cause damage to the barley. But Agavulcha, the behemoth, as it was walking, was mazik. Then the listim are not chayv. Why? Because then they are not gazlan. Why am I gazlaning? Because in order to be a gazlan, you have to take it in order to appropriate it to your own use. And here, they didn't take it out on Nasl Gezlay. They took it out only on Nasl Abre. So, it's not like the Gemara that Tzadik Chayos, the Gemara that Tzadik Chayos says, that even if somebody takes out the coin, not to appropriate his own use, but to throw it into the arm, into the ocean, he's also chayv as a gazlan. So Rav Chaim says there is a difference between the case in the Vokame and the Yerushalmi case. The case of the Vokame, so he took out the coin in order to be nabi be a dime. So then, it seems by gazlan there is a locher that hasn't been a dime, constitutes a duplication of the act of Zera. So when somebody makes a kinyan in the coin, he picks up the coin
in order to be mabud yadayim, so it's considered lot chol masledezo. Even though it is to perform hezek, but by dazlem, the performance, the commission of the hezek yadayim is a duplication of the gzera. Someone is considered lot chol masledezo. Vashem kim avadeya, if there is steam, we take out the behemoth in order to shoot the behemoth to be mazim yadayim to mechaname. But before they manage to shoot it, and before the behemoth dies from the shot, so the behemoth is mazim, then they would mechul it. Because since the halacha is that when the gazlan is mazim, so the maisa hezek yadayim constitutes a duplication, a repetition of the gzera, as if he was gezeret again, Samimela, he would be higher from the Zot, because he's a Gazlan. But here, the Yerushalmi says, Lei Shama Eloshish, Shei Tziu Es Abreino Al Masle Gezo, Avei Tziu Al Masle Abdo, he don't want him Al Masle Abdo to shoot it, to kill it, but Al Masle Abdo, that he should get lost by himself, not in the heaven nearby, but to cause a hezek memeira to the behemoth. So memeira, when a hezek, when a gazlan causes a hezek memeira to the tachifet, then he does not duplicate the maisik zera. Only when a gazlan does a hezek be a dime to the chifet of gazlan. So that constitutes a duplication, a repetition of the maisik zera. So in the name, if there is steam, we take out the behemoth in order to shoot the behemoth, in order to kill it. So then, and then before the church, it will be mazik, there will be chayav. But here the Yerushalmi talks of the case where the listing took out the behemoth in order that the behemoth should get lost by itself to cause a hazard memoria to the behemoth. So memoria, that wouldn't constitute a duplication of the maisek zera. So memoria, it's not lokha masle gezera. So Mele is not half to pay. So now, Teisa says, the reason is so much more that boy is so much today, the option of this of the black boy, of a hosom, epshala, hila the black boy, the boy gochim yochim. In other words, over there, so he didn't take the Chilif Chavira in order to be Mazik. He took the Chilif Chavira in order to approach this for his own use. Eat it. So he's a wonder of Aslan. You don't have to resort to the halacha of Abbe, that's how the Chesim of a Kami. That if somebody makes a kinyan in the Chilifet in order to perform, he hasn't been dying, so it's considered like Lot Chol Masle Gezo, because of the Tavre of Rabbi's Din. There it's a level of Zera. He dazzled it or he stole it in order to appropriate it to his own use, to become the Baron of it, not to be Mazi. All right, he'll destroy it too. But then he'll destroy it because the way a Baron destroys when he needs something. So the Kinyan was a das to dazzle it. So Mele say, it begins with Chodesh HaChavir of Yochle, Shur Chayev, so it becomes Mechuyev solely on the basis of the Yitzchir, not on the basis of what he intends to do. Whether he did it or not he did, he also be Chayev. Suppose somebody steals or he does a steal, and then he decides not to eat it. He will not be Chayev, he will still be Chayev, because it's a regular observer. So Mele, since there we have a regular observer, and it's not exactly on the basis of the thing that he expects to do to the Chayyar. Somebody steals Chayyar! He's a regular Gamut, he's a regular Gazlet! So then and then he eats it. So how can we say, come to Rabbi? It's a regular Gazlet, the Mechayyar is the Hagdori. Whether he is or not he did, doesn't make any difference, because he stole it in order to appropriate his own use. Whether he is or not he did, he is a Gazlan, he is a Gamer. Seminary, he became a Chuyot solely, exclusively, on the basis of the Tzicha. It was a Tzicha on Masla. Those were pure and simple. Not a Tzicha on Masla Zipa, but a Tzicha on Masla. Those were pure and simple, like every time, like every Tzicha. Like every Tzicha. Somebody steals vegetables from the store. He steals meat from the butcher. So, then he eats it. So, he's hired because he ate it. He stole it. He doesn't it. So the Machayev is the Lichicha itself. Samuel Shmuel is made that we can't apply the Aloha of Kamun and Rabbi. Because it's not big. The Chiyuv Mamun takes effect at the time of the Aveh. Whether we do it or not, it's not important. Who cares? We decided to eat it. Suppose you decided not to eat it. Suppose you decided to keep it in the freezer, never to eat it. So, it's still the chai. It doesn't make any difference. It was a real zeya. It is a chicha on the master days. But then you ate it. So that's not a mice. That's not the machayev. It's not a factor in his field moment. The eating is a factor in his field chorus, but not in a field moment. In the case where somebody picks up a barrel of wine solely in order to be master of Rizal. So then it's not a regular Xayra, it's not a Lichicha on Masla Gezor, it's a Lichicha on Masla Hazika. Well, there is a special halacha, the Gemara of Chabad, after it says that if a person takes out an adora from Shimon's hand, wouldn't it on Shimon's hand, with the intention to throw it into the arm, so then it's also a gazla. And the Chaim makes a distinction, because there is a stira between the Gemara of Tzadik Ches and the Yerushalm at the beginning of Akenes, the creation of Shaitzir Listim on Masle Gezer, Avaritzir on Masle Abdo is better. So we see that one does not become a gazla of the Behinda only if he takes it out on Masle Gezer to appropriate it to his own use. But if he takes it out in order he should get lost, he's not a gazla, and here he takes the Madeira in order to throw it into the Yam. It should be destroyed. So he also got one, so a time makes a distinction. Over there on that side of the house, he takes it in order to commit, he has a beer down. There on Yerushalmi, he takes it with the intention to commit to occasion, he has a new mayor. So, when does he, in order to be a Gazlan, he has to be a key out of faithless, a master of Israel. Not but, so why a master of Zippo, he's also a Gazlan, because of Rabbi Salochah. Tavro Shasri Mishalom Dalet, but he shaited the Kogozorai. Not as the Ksei says, Misad Mazik, because that's the Aloha, that he might say Hezik, and he hates a Gozor. And Gozor constitutes a duplication and a repetition of the Mazik there. And by Danof it constitutes a duplication and a repetition of the Mazik neighbor. Some neighbors consider what Thomas Gozor. But only in Mice Hezel Yadayim constitutes a duplication, a repetition of the Mice Neve and Mice Zeva. But a Hezel Neve does not constitute a duplication, a repetition of the Mice Neve or the Mice Zeva. Some Neve in the case. So that's why Tosfos says, the Efshal Niso Be'agbei, Aber Hosam Efshal Achir Be'agbei. So here's the Kashi, but just as over there is Efshal to read it and become a Chuyot Chorus without Agbei, so here too is Efshal to roll the bottle or the barrel on the floor without and be Chayav Niso Mitzav Masich and without making the Agbei. The answer is, over here, so there was no actual Maisek Zera, because actual Maisek Zera means a Lichichas HaChifetz on Masla Gezer, but not on Masla Abed, but on Masla Abed, the Adayim, then it's considered in Kirchheim was legend war because of Rabbi's Halacha. Because of Rabbi's So the Mechayegi is both, not only the Abdeya, but the Abdeya plus the ultimate heavenly abode. Because if not for the fact that the ultimate heavenly abode will constitute the duplication of the Maisik Zera, then it would be like Look how much love of Yerushalmi. The only difference is because of the day there is no heavenly abode, so it's not look how much love of Israel. And over here there is hezek, the ultimate hezek is a heavenly abode, and the heavenly abode by Daglon is considered a duplication of the original Maisik Zera, so in other words it's considered look how much love of Israel. So we have two Mechayim. We have the Mechayim of the Maisik Zera. Now and the Nisach Leitaam. Because, and since for the time of the Nisach, it will be there, some more we say coming around. In other words, you have two Mechayim here. Because here, in order to be Chayev, Mitzad Gazlan, so you have to be Mitzarev, the ultimate heavenly abound. Some more, there are two Mechayim, there are two factors. That make him liable. The kinyan, but the kinyan is not a kinyan on Masl Gezra unless it will be coupled with the heavenly abode later on. And the heavenly abode is an essential ingredient in the Maisik Zera. Because without the heavenly abode later on, which is simultaneous with the Chiyuv Nisei, so then he won't be chayav, because then it will be just look for us. Lambda, like the Yerushalmi Makenes. Why is it different from the Yerushalmi Makenes? Because by Daglon, the heavenly abiding is the duplication of the original Maisik Zera. So Moses considered the time of the Abdele is Abdele and Maisik Zera. But you have to be aware of it. The future Maisik heavenly abiding, the Nisuch. And that Nisuch is simultaneous with the Chiyuv Nisei, so Meila we say from the Rabbi. This is the Pshat Nisei.
Alright. The Lord said is that she is the Rachayim at the end of the Medallah. Okay. But we didn't go over the small cases, baby zoning. So, the prayer mentions in zoning among the Chabad Adonis Nizid, in zoning. Pio Shriva, Fafiru Shirim al Pio in zoning in Chayari. The Shaya Benomim Kasha Zaman Beloi Kasha Osu, the Eksha Bechazore. The Rini Forest, the Tzorich, Lahai Taino, Die Gabenomen Mechalim, die Kavachimah, die Gabenomen Enshin Adin, die Hoda Amrimon Bimakis. Hoda in Rodin Haim, Shum Dehosam in Enshin Adin. So both the river and the Ri agree that by Nomen, even if you already paid business Mechalim, let's say, to pay the servants on the house. So then the Indian came in Ramazi, the original Catholic, so he knew how the English was on. Both of them. But even after he paid, even if the Azona took place, after the Indian paid the money, so still there is a Dinos, Kashazam. The question is why? So according to Rivera, because by moment it's never kashos, because it can be restored. Nise cannot be resurrected, but moment can always be restored, so there is never a situation of kashos. And here goes the river, and the river says no, by moment if it pays this old source, but the reason is why we say kashos, no, kasha. Because otherwise, there will be a Kalachimah.
even how in the case of Rama, in the case of Rasa, you should certainly be happy. That in Rishnabhi, that moment is in Rishnabhi, where the moment is in Rishnabhi and the moment is not in Rishnabhi, is an outrageous, tasteless, the first tasteless of the Bhagavad Gita Kama says that there is an outrageous between how the moment and the hill. According to the Silkos, we apply the mention of being to Mormon as well, and the current Adam borrow. So we don't apply the aloha of finishing our being to Mormon. So the Mormon is finishing it. Whereas Bessa is, the reason is there, only Bela is finishing our being. But Mormon in general is finishing our being. So in other words, the we apparently agrees with God's death. Devi agrees that Devi apparently agrees with God's death that by Mamei it's ancient Adin and the Chilta that says Gabdoya. In ancient Adin, God's death says that's only Doya. Because the bear is passive and then it comes to the magic. So Doya is in Ishmadi. Masha'in came at the moment. So then, moment in general, it's in Ishmadi. It's in Ishmadi. So more by the Zenimi, he's quick to pay, even if he's only to praise after he paid. And not because of the reverse time, because that's in Hazar, so it's always Zaman, it's never awesome. It is also, but also, is also high. Also, is also high. So in other words, so when Dagi says that also is higher by Mormon because the Mormon is ancient and Adin, so that can accord with Teishishiti. It certainly can accord with Teishishiti, because Teishishiti is our more holds the Teishishiti and Adin Mormon. How about the Rajmushita who says that the Mormon is an ancient Adin? By Mormon is that the Mormon is that there is no history. And the Rajmu says there is no history. That generally speaking, the Mormon is an ancient Adin. Then the Mechilta gets only there. But we explain the Rajmushita. Why is there this distinguished? Because by Doria, inasmuch as he's passive and the music comes to the Mazi, so then the Mechayev is the Maisa Avera Shlishmer. Other Mazikin where he's active and the Mazi comes to the music, so we don't have to resort to the Avera of the Mazi. Without Avera, he's not willing to pay for any damage that he caused. Without Avera, even if it's better than Mashiach can do it. So Deya seems he's passive, and Nisa comes to the Mazik, so without the fact that there is an Avera for Ishmael, I mean, even the Chayev, he's only Chayev because of the Avera for Ishmael. But other Mazikim, it's not based upon the Avera for Ishmael. So Mele, do we have to say that the Rishite can only accord with Teisvashiti, because Teisvashiti is the requirement to argue more in which Nadim doesn't apply to the Mormons. So Mele, the Rishite can agree with it. Mashiach can according to the Rashba, that in which Nadim does apply to certain Mormons, to Bela. But it doesn't apply to other music. Why? Because he's active and the music comes to the music. But here we are dealing with the Nzenemi. And the Nzenemi now. So and the Gemara says that this price holds like Rabbi Akiva. That in Zim is Knas. So in Zim is Knas according to the Lombus. According to the Lombus of Tisvers, that there is no difference between Deya and other Mesichim, and but there is a machloke between our Gemara and the Rashba, according to our Gemara, that is a supposed to remain Shmuel Adin, does not apply to the Mammonis. So all the Mammonis, it's in Shmuel Adin. Some Mele, that he could go along with the Yisrashite, because in Shmuel Adin does not apply to the Mammonis. Masha'im can according to Rashba, he says there is no machloke. And the Mechilte agrees with Al-Gemara agrees with the Mechilte in regard to Bela. And the Mechilte agrees with Al-Gemara in regard to Adam Aziki. Why is Bela different? Because Bela is based upon the Mais Avera. But here in Zim is Knas. Knas is certainly based upon the Mais Avera. That's how the Adam is the Mitzvah is defines Knas. That is an English, it's a monetary English. In other words, there is an English of Misr, there is an English of Golas, there is an English of Malkus, and there is an English of Mammon. Get Knas, Kifut, Al-Zoi, Meit Shemra, Meir Zuz, Yes, Mufate, Chamish Mzuz. So, an English in Maisa, Knas is certainly based upon Maisa there. In Mammon we can consider, is it based upon Maisa there? It's not based upon Maisa there. But according to the Rashba, there is no Machlokes between Mechilt and Al Gemara, so that means it all depends, according to Mechilt and according to Al Gemara. If it is together in Esh, it's based upon Mais Avera, then in Esh Madi. And Bel is together, is based upon Mais Avera. But if it's not based upon Mais Avera, it's not even Mais Avera, even when it's better Gomo, he's still responsible to pay for the damage that was caused to him. So then it's in Esh Madi, it's not in Esh. Now but, according to the Rashba, so where it is partakes of the nature of Enosh, then it's Enosh Madin, and that's Bela. Halaskara v'chama ibn Zemim that is close to Mamosh, is certainly based upon Maisakir. So in other words, the Vee can only accord with this Shite, but cannot accord with the Rashba Shite. Because according to the Rashba, so where it's based upon Maisavir, then we say in Ishmadin, and Knaf is certainly based upon Maisavir. So then we can only acquire the Rishite. And that's all right, because the whole case was that base is the Shita of the Ri. The Baratis is a Ri, but he's the Shita of the Ri. So then is Nilav Nuliar. Now, so here, the before and the Ri, they both agree. Even Shilei, so there is an English Hazomer. But the question is why? So according to the Vore, because it's not also. It's still Zomer because of Shilei Hazomer. According to the Ri, it is also. It's not Zomer, but also is also high. But both agree that by Muslim, there is an English Hazomer, even if Shilei. However, Shinuk Betz has mentioned in the Rony and also his Chilek. And he says, when is the Chayev? When are we saying Chayev if the Azomah took place before the paid? But if the Azomah took place after the paid, then it is saying on that Chayev. His Chayev. כשהוזמו ועדיין משילי משילי דולוב שימשילי בין החיים דחסיס הכוסף ודחסיף לאסיס כמי שכבר עשו רבי נושם זל so רבי נושם ישראלי כאן דריבו אין דען דרי and he knows that we apply the הלכה כזון וכאשר עשו לגבי נומן עשו but so as far as the tiny of Ishmael is concerned, so he holds like the Rashba, that wherever it's based upon the Mais Avera, so then we apply, so it's together in English, so we we apply the din of Inon Shmadi. So in the law we say, Kashos Amamuwe Kashos, Kashos Amamuwe Kashos. And as far as Efshem Chazor is concerned, so Rabbi Yosson agrees with David, that the fact that it's Efshem Chazor does not mean that it's still Kashos Amamuwe, it can be restored. But the fact is, that it was paid, so no one is considered kashos. Now, but all these rishonim, they agree that there is a machlokes, Rabbi Yosson, and the Ri, and the Rivo, so machlokes between the Rivo and the Ri, why in Zimah Chayefim Yilgashem to praise after the Hashem. And Rabbi Yosson holds that in Achname, He does not apply within Azome. He does only to praise after Zashem. But the Gavi Malkes, it seems everybody agrees that we apply the Aloha of Kashos Amamuwe Kashos Gavi Malkes. Because Teisu discusses whether by knowing we apply the Aloha of Kashos, but Malkes, so the implication is definitely we say Kashos Amamuwe Kashos. But the Rambam Shit is not only by moment we don't apply the Aloha for Kashos Amamuwe Kashos. Even by Malkes we don't apply the Aloha for Kashos Amamuwe Kashos. Halach Aleph and Bey says, "In Udim Zelenim Yarogim, the Leleikim, the Lemishalmim, Ashiyu Shneem Ruin Leides, the Yazumu Shneem Ahashnim Adi. Aber Muzam Echot Membevat, Oy Shuhuzmu Shneem, Kedim Madin, Yachad Madin, Gnum Zachem and Korob Apostle, Eino Noshi, Apopi Shuhuzmu Vinitzelu, Lecholeide Shabbatim. מאה עדן הלך הבייס, מאה עד זה שלי ירוב, והכך הוזמו, אין רוגים רדי, שנאמר כאשר זומר מואסיס, ועדיין הוא עושה, וידור זה מפי הרבוי. עוד ראשון עניין של the expression, כאשר זומר כאשר עושה, even though this expression is not found explicitly in the Gemara. But עוד ראשון עניין של רמב״ם, רש"י, תוספות, עוד ראשון עניין של בצס, the mention Kashazona Kashos says he never pushed, but in Gemara the expression Kashazona Kashos is never found. The sincere was my mom. Hold in a rugby, but Gemara doesn't mention that the reason is because Kashazona Kashos. But we shouldn't say it. Tasteless, Rashi Makis, the Dabbis. First line, Omar said, Niskal, Eden shall lose more Achimar and Eden, Vatin Husmo in a regin, Kiramino Fiatin Hold in a regin, Tirsif Kasha Zeman below Kashos. All of a sudden mentioned it, but let's see whether this is not funny enough. It's Margot, the Kumadin Shikazan Kashos, and he doesn't know that. But you never doesn't mention the expression Kasha Zeman Kashos. Let's see the Rosh Lamish. That here the days. In the Zenin in the Rogin at Chi Gomer Adin. Shaz Dukim only not Yorick. The Zdukim, they were killed with the Yoshua Baltor. So of course, they did not accept the Aloha that Hogan Rogin, but not only they did not accept the Aloha. Hogan Rogin, they said that the only case where we do retire the Shazamu is Dakar. But Nidmar Adin, we don't retire the Nish. just the reverse of the halach. Shas duki meivu matriarch. Shemona nefesh. What's the mokia? Nefesh first says by doing nefesh has nefesh. That means that the person is dead. Omer chachamim ba'etvamina ba'asisa neikashon. Zomar ba'asis lo'ochiv. Ba'ochiv kaya. The Torah says ba'asisa neikashon. Zomar ba'asis lo'ochiv. If you say that the halacha of Hazome is only when the leading was already executed, how can the Torah say that Islam has his own aslach if it doesn't exist anymore? So from the merit mashma, that how do we know that Kashoso is popular? Because the Torah talks of the case where Dorch is time. When is Dorch Kayab? If he wasn't executed. If he was executed, so then the Dorch is not Kayab. Vim Kayin, Lama Mama Nefesh Nahas Nefesh. But the Eskigut Kash, how can we say that even without implies only that if the Mezinim come before the Gmadim, then there is no English Hazam. Only the Mezinim come in a Mazim, the Mezinim, after the Mezinim Madim. There is a Pshat in English Hazam. So then the Gemara says, Tani, the Rebbe Imera, Leia Ogun Aragi, Ogun Aragi, Omaragi, Ma, why you say that Hogan Hogan is not a Karachimel? If Lady Hogan was just a, there was just a conspiracy, an attempt to be Hogan. So there is an English when the attempt was, when the attempt was completely implemented and consummated, is certainly Shidachai. Laf Karachimel. That Achisi Basavi has a sister, only Basavi. So it's high course. Achisi Basinei Matavi is also high. Then there's an extra passage that says that if she's both, Achisi Basavi Basinei is also high. So the question is, why do the Torah have to mention a separate passage that is higher, even when she's both? We have a passage that Hefi's sister, Achisi Basavi is high. We have another passage that Hefi's sister, Achisi Basinei is high. So it's Kavachina.
years before the ceremony, when the Torah is spread out, the Torah spells out to advise us that only here is chai because the Torah spells out. But if the Torah did not spell out, I couldn't be mechayev. But skarachina, we cannot be mechayev nisi, a person on the basis of skarachina. On the basis of skarachina. That's the Gemara. Now, let's see a lesson after. מה זה שיהוד אלו והחכה חוזמו אינו מרוג עם הדין שנאמר כשזומם לאפליס ועדיין מלוס וידוב הזה מנדה הקבל אבל לא כל זה שיהוד אלו איזלוי סרמם says that even by Malchus we don't apply the law of כשזומם ולא כשרוס וחיל מיוצא המון מייעזר לייעזר בידושון חיזה לברף ומחלמר לא בגלל אפשר חזור את הרמב״ם זה בגלל חידיש נתן במונה the door it is very simple to understand the guy is not concerned also because it can be restored but even now because it cannot be restored we still say that he's higher and we don't apply the aloha of Kashazon and Kashos so there is a prime starat and that prime starat is very mefursum in all the yeshivas but I'm sorry that a prime is quoted incorrectly the way we all mention him in all the yeshivas he is quoted incorrectly yeah, I don't know whether you saw him in the Torah by people and even by some of the yeshivas they mention the prime, they close it and the seller prime says the reason is why by Malchus we don't apply the Aloha Kashasana Kashasa even when the Azana takes place after the meeting of that Malchus because if the Edomon is human so it isn't true he wasn't Chai Malchus so it's Tam Schmitz it's not Malchus it's Tam Schmitz but that doesn't make sense Tam Schmitz so Nisete she's Tam Gehaget realize it Tam Schmitz so the answer is true system gehabit of course if the amizim that means he wasn't Michael Shabbos he wasn't even Abizor he didn't kill in an innocent person so Samumele what he got was not does not have Mrs. Halisha Mrs. Bezden if he had Halisha Mrs. Bezden if he's hired but if he's innocent yeah, and still we have Aloha Kerozom Kasharasa why shouldn't we say it like I'm an artist this is not what the Chaim says he doesn't say it at all I don't know why they all mention here of Chaim Stam Schmitz no that doesn't make sense the Chaim says something else the Chaim says because by Malchus there is a special Aloha of the Mikro Achicho Leimach So Malchus has to be done by best. Doesn't mean that it's not a chiddush b'yivam that the dayanim, have to hit him. So they rishui best. He's a policeman. But if done by best, it has to be done b'fnei best. Misa does not have to be done b'fnei best in the country. There's a skill with quite a distance. From the place of Bezden and Bezden doesn't even see when the person is executed. Yeah, they even deal with the Shaino, but Bezden is not present. So it's true that when a person is executed, so the killing the mitzvah is done, is attributed to Bezden, because it's done up in Bezden, but it doesn't require Maisa Bezden. It is done by the Eidim. By the Eidim, without Bezden being present, and by the Tzeach, it's done by the Gel Adam. It's not a nice Bezden. Mashein came by Malchus, there is Aloha v'nikra achicha l'inacha. So, it has to be done b'fnei Bezden. And if it cannot be done b'fnei Bezden, even I'll be Bezden, but not in the presence of Bezden, so it's not Malchus. So, Mimele, that means that the Bezden it's a nice Bezden in Malchus. It's a nice Bezden. It's considered a Bezden without a Malchus. It's not a Mitzvah Shebi Gufon, the Bezden Mamash has to hit him so very shabbos that it's a nice bezin in the sense the bezin has to be the mouth. Misa doesn't have that bezin is not even allowed. So Miller of Haim says if he's nizen, so Miller it's not v'nikla achicholei necho. So then bezin doesn't have jurisdiction. When is bezin distinguished from many other people? If bezin has jurisdiction, but if bezin doesn't have jurisdiction, so bezin is like strangers. They can do the bezin agadah themselves, but if they don't have jurisdiction, so they don't have a chalishim bezin. They have a chalishim bezin, then they have a jurisdiction of a certain case. So Meir sins the aloch the kiyum of Malchus. Is the aloch of the nikloch echorinecho? And then the Akama Aloch, as the Mishnah Marcus mentions, suppose they put him on Amut to mount him, and then something happened to him out of the embarrassment, so he passed water. So the Aloch is that he's put on Malchus. That in itself is Malchus. That in itself is Malchus. It's not that he's put there. Or furthermore, suppose they put him from Malchus, and then he stood up and ran away. He's also part of Malchus. Why? Because his Malchus is considered fulfilled. So he doesn't have to be mamish Malchus as long as there is a mikra because of Malchus. So if he was put on Amut, they laid him down for Malchus, and then he escaped. So he also was embarrassed because of the Malchus. If he runs away before he's put around it, then the Malchus has nothing to do with the Malchus. But after he was laid down, Al-Amut, to get the Malchus, he escapes. So he's better. So in other words, so it's Halacha of Mikla Achicholim Necho. Since it's Halacha of Mikla Achicholim Necho, so if he did, if they are Mizen, so Bezin doesn't have any jurisdiction over him. So it's not before Bezin. It's not before Bezin. This is what Chaim says. This is Stam Schmitz. But it's not before Bezin. Alright, that's Chaim starts. That's Chaim starts. It sounds egoic-like, and it is egoic-like. That's probably the only Chaim that is egoic-like. That's why certain yeshivas adopted this Reb Chaim more than any other Reb Chaim, because it's a growing life. But it's not the way they repeat Reb Chaim. They say Reb Chaim says, Stam Schmitz. No, there's no Stam. There's no such thing as Stam Schmitz. So Stam Gehada too, because it's a halacha with the Bezin. So if he didn't do that way, he didn't take the way, so Bezin has no jurisdiction. So it's like getting Malchus in the presence of these outsiders, not Bezin. Bezin doesn't mean Bezin. In general, they are Bezin. It means they have to act as a Bezin in this particular case. He didn't do it, they have no jurisdiction. They thought they have jurisdiction. But Klap Shmai's Galia, they have no jurisdiction. They are not a Bezin. So it's not the Mikla Achicha Linach. This is what the Chaim says. Now, then the question is, there's a kash. The Chaim himself has a kash. Monefshach. If by Malchus, so if the Amizim, it's not true, so there is no Malchus, so it's never kasher also, so it should never be kasher zamamim. Kasher zamam means zamamlasis, but if somebody will be zaman to do something that can never be implemented. So it's not zaman. When Purim come and say, Ruven was Mechal Shabbos, he's Chayv Mise, so it could be implemented. Let's say, he'll get a Mise. But if it is such an idea that even when it's implemented, it only appears to be implemented. It's not implemented. Because it's not with the Bezin, so it's not Zaman either. So Chaim says, that's the Rav Pashut. as far as also is concerned, so we have to consider it from the objective perspective, whether the Mitzvah is objectively it is also not. As far as Zonov is concerned, we do not have to consider it for objectively, but only subjectively. If according to the Eidus, it is a man, so then it's considered a man. The Raya is, Mivimonu Bikleinishu Ben Kushas, the excellent Raya, Mivimonu Bikleinishu Ben Kushas Ben Chlutza, Eilonu, Yerosu Zeh Ben Kushas Ben Chlutza. Why? Kasha Zoma, because Vasisa Moidele Lizar. So it's also a cost. If we didn't have it as a cost of Vasisa Moidele Lizar, so then the Allah would be, if we didn't have it as a cost of Vasisa Moidele Lizar, so then the Allah would be to aid him come and say that Ruben is Ben Chusha Ben Chutzo, and then based on Paschus that he is Ben Chusha Ben Chutzo, so there's the Gnadim. So, and then Eidim Kama Amazonim, so the Eidim Hamizunim would become Chlor. How could it become Chlor? So Rashi, there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Ritvo in Marcus. Rashi says, suppose we didn't have Exeros HaKosuf of Asisam Meivor Zal, so then we would apply Vasisam Meivor HaShazon Vasrochiv to Eidim Kosham Achlusos. What will we say? The Eidim Shekhar become Chlor. Rashi says, if the Eidim are Kehani. So then, without the Gers HaKosov, they would become Chlor. But suppose the Eidim are not Kehani, then without the Gers HaKosov, how could they become Chlor? It's very mistaken what Rashi says. Rashi says it in Magif. She's plainly killing. She would be grusha. Before any misgar she may kill him. She may add. For a horror person. Any member in whose name the Henke Hammond, you also said them grusha machus to the Tamas. Only the Henke Hammond, but if they are not Hammond, without the grass a cosp. The whole Hari Shem horror is Mishpachas Kehammond Shinshaw. It's not Chaya, it doesn't make sense. Makes sense. The Ritva is Chalik. Well, the Ritva has to be explained, it's not our Indian. The Ritva says, if there hadn't been a Zeros HaKosov, of Vasis and Mevel or Rizalei, so then, on the basis of Kasha Zomam, there could be Psul Chlalus even in Menkam. In other words, only it can take effect only in Kehanim, Machmas, Bias Asuras, but Machmas Ibu Sheker, it can take effect even by a non-Kirim Mishpach. Oh, it's another but right, so the question is this. Now, everybody agrees that by Ibu Mishpachim Mechutso, so we can't apply the Aloha Kashazon and Kashos, because otherwise, so the whole Mitzias of Eidu Ben Kushev Mechlutz of Azomah without the Gers HaKosov could not even be visualized, because if the Azomah takes place before Gnadim, so then there is no Gnazom. And so when can it take place if the Azomah takes place after Gnadim before the execution? Mashiach came by Gnadim of Chol. So the Gnadim itself is the execution. What else is there? What else is there? In other words, there's the execution. So the question is, why do we have to resort to Gers HaKosov of Vasis and Moivon Lizare? It's always Kashoroso. The answer is, here is certainly not Kashoroso, because if they are in the Shekia, so is the Nidma Chor, the only people only thought it was a Chor. But Grafishmai's Gali is not, is a kosher. Is a kosher. So it's not a kosher also. So then Rabchaime is, so you can have the same kosher. So really it's not a kosher zonam either. Because kosher zonam means they contemplate to do something that if it had been implemented, it would have been done. But if it is the case that even if the thing they contemplate to do would, even if it had been implemented, it wouldn't really objectively have been implemented. It would only be a mitzvah, just a nice story, a mitzishana, some mailings, not a mitzvah. So again, why do we have to resort to this apostle of a system mailings? It's never kasha zosan, it's never kasha zama. The answer is, we see from this Mishnah that as far as the determination of kasher offer is concerned, so it has to be considered from the objective perspective. But as far as the determination of kasher zomah is concerned, it has to be determined not from the objective perspective, but from the subjective perspective. According to the Eidos, on its face, pure nature, we have to assume it's true. We have to assume it's true. So, according, subjectively, so it is Anna, objectively not. So the same thing is true of Malchus. Malchus, as far as Kashrusa is concerned, so it's never also. Because if it's an Eidos Sheker, so it's not before Bezdin. Bezdin has no jurisdiction. They don't even have a Chalation Bezdin. Bezdin has jurisdiction if he did have it, but if he's not chayav, he mustn't post. Does Bezdin have jurisdiction of every Jew? Bezdin has jurisdiction of a certain people. Chayav, certain English, so Bezdin has jurisdiction. But if he checks it, so Bezdin has no jurisdiction of them. It's not with no Bezdin. But then you ask, so it wouldn't be Kashazan of Yuda. The answer is, as far as the determination of Kashazan is concerned, it has to be made from the subjective perspective, but as far as the determination of Lei Kasharosa is concerned, that has to be made from the objective perspective. Alright, that's what Chaim starts. Now, but then, the Rav Amiri and Matis, I don't think that the Amiri and Matis had been out at the time, the days of Chaim, that was found later. So the Rav Amiri Makis mentions the Shitas Rambam and he explains the difference. Very pleasant difference. He says the Rambam Shiti is that we cannot apply the Aloha of Kashin Saman Lei Kashereso with Abi Maritas altogether, because the Gemara, the Mishnah says, in a gimzim in a rogi na chi ikoma rabin shai azdukim eimu na chi yoreik shenema nefesh nachas nefesh, so it's azdukim. So they said just the reverse, that not only itas also hog is narogi, it's only narogi if it's hog. If it's loya hog, but just in madina it's in narogi, because the Torah says nefesh nachas nefesh omlom chachomim darik vanyoma vasisam leik ashozom vasas loochiv vayochiv kaya. So the whole aloha of Kashazama and Kashoso is based upon the fact, because the Torah says that Hazama is only meted out if your Ochiv is kind. If it's hog, so Ochiv is not kind, that child Gabi Mise, but Gabi Malkus is not child. Gabi Malkus is not child. What's not? That's how the Miri explains the Shite of the Rambam. It's a very good explanation. So what's the machkemine, the practical machkemine, between the Miri's explanation of Rambam and the Chaim's explanation of Rambam? The practical machkemine would be in regard to Beres. At Beres, there is a special halacha that Eimeinu, Nidimana Bishpleinu Shuchayu Fribois, Eimeinu Nidaz Etachta for a later boy. A later boy. Alright, so, but so you could say, so you really couldn't mention that machkemine because it's not relevant, because there is a halacha that the whole inyan of kasher zomah does not apply to goyos altogether. So machkemine would be if there hadn't been a gzeiras hakosuf Yes, Hakosuf, the diversity doesn't apply. Well, how do you know that in that who you get achtav, him you get achtav, the man of war, Omar is Lakish, the Omar Kho, who learned Salah HaSarovim, who believes in him? Who is it? Because it's a cost. Just like it's a cost to Kali, because you know, who it's it? It's a new Zara, so we are, because it's a cost of who believes in him. So it's a cost, so maybe it's not the game, but it is still the game. It is still the game. There is a machlokes ishenu. The goalless in England, kids of the Eden Masons, they need to be explained. She will be crucial in the future. In England, yes, is a been crucial in the future. Tachtos. And later, a boy, need to be explained. She will have to live in England, need to be tachtos. And later, a boy. So, Malchus gets, what's the Malchus? What is the Machayev of Malchus? Is the Malchus, the Machayev of Malchus, like any other lab? Lissana de Raha. So, but you ask, but Lissan is Lashin the Maise, but here there is Malchus for Lissan. Lissan is an exception. Or the Malchus is the term Chayif we say because of Lissan. So then, the Machayif is the Lab, like you didn't know the Lab. And when they leave the apply, you made out of some. Suppose Hazama means only if two Muslims say Menais. But suppose, let's say in the Gabriel Sikh, two Aydin will testify that wouldn't kill him. And then Shimon will do, and Bezdin will begin a din. Wouldn't this then without Aydin coming to Bezdin and being saying in Mono Yisem to the Edim who testified that willing to Shimon, but Shimon will surprise everybody and show up best, born brothers. So in Oichaka. In Oichaka. But there is no Azama, so it's a Gemara, and there is no Inish Vazam. Inish Vazam is only when it's Nikrash through a Haggadah Seidus. But if it's Nikrash because born brothers, Shimon showed up best, then there is no initialism. But if not, so suppose me even want to be explaining she higher liberties. Why is a higher liberties? Because they specified Ruvain killed Shimon B'Sheirik, they were on the towers together and they was chopping wood, so then a branch fell upon Shimon and killed Shimon. And then, no Edim Amazmen. But then Shimon will trap and he's alive. So we know that it's not true. Will he get Malchus or not? So, according to the Rishonim, the Tzeika Abolim, the Malchus has nothing to do with the parsha of Kasher Zema. It's Malchus like for even the veil of Eden Tzeif. So no, it doesn't make any difference how Bez knows that the Eden are in the Sheker. Whether they know it for Hazama or they know it because they are the Arabs. What difference does it make? But if we say that the Arishayim who say no, that the Mechayev is not Lissane. For Lissane there is no Malchus because it's a Lashon Lemais. But the Malchus is because of the power of Kasher Zema. But that's Kasher Zema, but it's not Kasher Zema, that's Lachi. Then he said, there's the Gzeres HaKosuk. That the Kasher Zema is fulfilled not in an inexact way. We have something like that in case of Baskin, she's in. So the Lachi is, if he Baskin and Aguse is Mizane, Baskin is Mizane, so this is, so then she gets safe, but he doesn't get safe, he gets hammock. So so the question is, suppose the Edim are Amizim, they testified that one was Mizane, Baskin, and Arusim.
Rousseau. So, and then the Amisen, So what image do they even get? The Miser that they try to be Mechayev, the Baskeyem or the Mizan of the Baal. So the Arachim is Leochi the Lerachis. But there is no doubt that when Bezdin meets how the image of Leochi, so it's needed out of the game, Ligabel, the Zonam against the Baal too. So that even though it's not mamish the same way, they wanted to meet out chemek or skiller, I mean, it all depends, I mean, when he, according to Davis, the affair is done. So, and to the Achiv. And they get chemek, but it's considered the fulfillment of the Zonam lay. I mean, the Zonam, I mean, when it comes to, I mean, it doesn't get the Ochid Reachese, so you don't get Chemek or Skiller, not Chemek. So, but it will be considered the fulfillment of Kasher Zonam to the Baskilim also. So maybe he had exhaust. The Kosovo is that when Eidim say, or that he's Chayev Golos, so then he gets married because he doesn't get Golos, they don't become Halalim, but this is in lieu of the Zonam Ashloch. So, but in case of all the Raglof, you don't get Moks. So there is a Machlekes Rishonim on that. So Mele, called the Lashon Rambam is that it's not for Isani. But it's for the parish of Hazon, we know in the case of Brahm and Aglov, they wouldn't get lost. The Rosh Rambam is in the case that way. Rambam Perkhof Mechassidus Alocha Ches says, Eidim Sheyidu Alocha V'yashiyu Resha שאין דלן מלכס ולן ניסה ולן חיוב מונן דרכך וזמו הרי ללויקין אף על פי שלי זמן מולהל כזה ולא יחל ומונן כי גאי כיצד יידו על קיום שהוא חולו כי גאים שיידו בפנינו מסגר שאימא אל נחלצו במוקים פלני ביום פלני והוזמו הרי אין ריקים, וכן אם יעידו על אודם שהוא עד בשבוגו, ויוזמו, ריקים לינגן, היעידו על שיר הזה שהורג הנפש ויוזמו, הרי אין ריקים, ונשאר מרוס הכיפר, היעידו אלף שמינקה בבדיב ויוזמו ריקים. So the Gemara mentions only four cases, but then the Rambam says, והרבה דברים האלה מפי הקבורי. So the Rambam limits את הרבה דבר, if it had been on the basis of Isane, it's not to be limited to Abod Varim, but any case of Eidu Shekhar, why does it limit it to Abod Varim? Kach kiri chachonim, sheshmayim, sheyosiyo es hatzadik, vizdiko es harosha beidusom, ubo eidem achiru liizimim, vizdiko es hatzadik, vizdiko es harosha, hareidim alishenim leikim, אף על פי שלא יושיע הצדיק לאלטיסי, אבל אם יידו אליו שאוכל בוסו בכל אוהב ושלא השטנס, הרי ליקים, משום שנאמר בעסיס אמרות הזאת, לא יודעת. So, from this, anyway, it's מחלוקת השני. מחלוקת השני, some רשני say that the מלכי באים בי קולוס ובאים כשקבוצו is מצד הפרש of כשר זמן, even though it's not realized the exact way they contemplate it. So it's like Lochim Reachese, so it's considered a fulfillment even with Reachese too, by meeting out the image they contemplated against the Ochim. And some of the Shemim say, no, it's Mitzad Lissani. So Melech, Machimine, Bienad Machimine. I said, what's the Machimine between Reb Chaim's explanation and the Rambam? That is because it's not a Kasher Zonah. It's like the Eidim Goshek Machlusso, it's not a Kasher Zonah. Because if they are really Shekhar, so they are not Chayalim. They just, people thought they are Chayalim. So you have to, they didn't get Malkis, because Malkis by definition doesn't mean Malkis. It means the Mikra Achicha Lifnei Bezdin. It wasn't Mikra Achicha Lifnei Bezdin. It's before three strangers, three Jews, not Bezdin. Some more,
יתנה בקשה עושה, יתנה בקשה עושה, יתנה בקשה עושה, ביי, 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 ביי אידי מלכס. How would it be by Idigalus? So we get Malchus. And according to some Rishonim, the Malchus involves a kiyum, a fulfillment of Kashas Olamas law, even though it's not the exact way they contemplate it. They contemplate it in English. Of Golas against the Midian. And what they get is an English of Malchus. So this is in lieu of the English of Kasher Zonah. It's in lieu of. Suppose two Edim will testify that Reuven killed Shimon B'Sheirik, and those in Sanhedrin will begin a dinner Leibolos, and then he went to Golos. After he had been in Golos, in Bar Mitzvot, for a long time, two Edim show up and amazed him. So, the Edim certainly couldn't get Malchus. That's out of, couldn't get Golas, out of the question. Who will they save him? So he couldn't get Golas. But they get Malchus. And later Abraham, according to the Rishonim, we say, later Abraham is because of Lisane. So it doesn't make any difference. Zona, Mosa. Even by Herber, Agraf, he would get Malchus. Mashem can call the Rishonim that the Malchus is not because of the love of Lisane, but the Malchus is because of the parasha of Kasher Zonah. If it's but even though the image that they will get will not be the same image that they contemplated to meet out against the Midian, that will be new of it. But if according to Reb Chaim's Teretz and Rambam, there's a reason as to why by Malchus. So we don't apply the halacha kasher kashrus because it's not a kashrus. Because if they even are the shekels and mele, it's not mikvah chicholim rach. But by Malchus, it is kashrus. By Golas, it is kashrus. Golas does not require different based. So it's like this. Some melee, and assuming that the Malchus is in lieu of Kasher Zonah, but in other words, even though the Kasher Zonah is realized not in the exact way, but as themselves are cause of some melee, we have to apply the halacha of Kasher Zonah, the lieu Kasher also, if the Zonah takes place against the Edi Golas. After he went to the Midian, went to the Mikvot, so he doesn't even get Malchus either. But according to the merest explanation of Rambam, that the reason is to why by Malchus we don't apply the halacha of Kasher Zonah or Kasher Osah is not because it's not a Kasher Osah, but the time is because the whole halacha of Kasher Zonah or Kasher Osah only applies to Misa where the Ochav is not Kalim. But in case of an Amish or the Ochav is Kayan, then there is no Gzeres HaKosuv of Kasher Zonah or Kasher Osah. So here is also Ochav Kayan. Here is also Ochav Kayan. So they'll be able to get Malchus. So that will be a big machkimine. Whether we say like the Chaim he explains the Rambam, or like the Miri explains the Rambam. Now, I would like to point out one thing. The reverse says, Reuven Zeilin, Pirush Reverse, the Afilishir Mal Pirushim Zeilin, Chayori, the Rishaya Benonim Kasher Zonah, the Loi Kasher Osah, Geshem Hazor. So the first thing is, why does the Reverse and the Re discuss it here? Here it's only Agavuch, it's not the name of the Zeilin. You should have mentioned it in Makis. That's the place. Why is that? Just because mentioning the Reverend, so discusses it, it's not relevant here. The answer is in this mention of the Betis. The Reverend deduced the riot that by Mizunim, we don't apply the halacha of Kasher Zonah and Kasher Osah,
because Retrio mentions it among the Chaval Dalis Nizikin, so the Kashi is in some Rishonim, in Shugbetze says the Kashi. How can it be mentioned as one as a mask? In view of the fact that there is Aloha Kashi and Kashi also, so in the Kashi, many Rishonim assume like Rabbi Yosson. Rabbi Yosson holds it, I believe, MS, that if he should not be a Mizayim, so then there is no chiyuv of kasher zana by the Mizayim. Even though it's a Sheb Chazor, but it's still considered also, even though it's a Sheb Chazor. So the question is, how, all right, all the other Mazikim, Ganev, Gazlan, Enes, Mifat, Izumaz, was Mechasa moment. But here by the Mizayim, Manashach, the only case where it was Mechasa Monim, if you already shown, then you are Mechasa Monim. But if you already shown, then there is no Chiyuv of the Imzim. So when is there Chiyuv of the Imzim? Where is shown? So it's not a Mazik, he's only a Machshav, an attempt to be a Mazik. Why does Rav Chiyuv mention the Imzim in the Amun Tchotar of the Imzim? No, no, no. If it's Lacha Shoshon, there is no Chiyuv of the Imzim. Kirim Shishurim, what kind of a mazik is? He's not a mazik altogether. So Rabbi Yosson says Kirim Shishurim, but he still considered a mazik. The fact that he tried, but the river and the river don't take a proof of that. In other words, if we are going to assume that in case of Shurim there is no English of Azamre, some Malay Rabbi Chiyuv couldn't mention him among the Chodar of Abbas Nizik. The fact that Rav Chiyuv mentioned it among the Chavar and Zrikin indicates that there is a Chiyuv Azomer even after Shishir, then there is a Chisomer. So that's why they mention it here. So the question, not in Marcus, because in Marcus they have no Raya. They have a Raya to redeem Marcus, to certain Aloch in Marcus, from Bilgimor, but from Marcus they have no Raya. That's why they both mention it here. Now, so there is the river and the river agree, but the river says that the reason as to why I feel ashamed is Mishalim is because it's never also. It's still Rama because Efshem Chazor. In other words, also means if it's irreversibly also, but suppose it's also but it's reversible, then it's not us. And the reason says another time, not because it's reversible, so in no way it's not us. Even if it's reversible, it still is us. But the reason here is because Gabi Momen is ancient Nadi. Is ancient Nadi. I think that the Rivon and the Ri discuss two separate Mechaim. The Gemara says, let's see the Gemara in Marcus. Otherwise, the whole Gemara is difficult. All the same mention exists across, even though the expression is not spelled out in the Gemara. Kashas, all the kashas, all the same mention it, so we can accept it, all the same mention. So the least of Jesus is a custom of kashas, them are the kashas. Then the Gemara is a whole sugye, ancient Adin, ancient Adin. Why discuss whether ancient Adin or ancient Adin? Because when it was a custom of kashas, them are the kashas. So there is no kashas. The Gemara says the reason is why holding a ragin because an ancient Adin, and suppose an ancient Adin. But here there is a Yosa Kosov, Kashazam Kashosa. So what we say, the reason of Yosa Kosov, Kashazam Kashosa. So why do all the Shem mention Kashazam Kashosa? All the Shem mention it. Rashi, Tesves, Rambam, Rambam, Ritvo, all mention it. So that is very strange. So why does the Gemara have to resort to Ineshi Nadi? The answer is, it's a question of two Mechayim. First of all, there is the Mechayim of Zama. Zama. So, doing. So in the case, some male, we have to resort to exercise a course of kashrus, among the kashrus, because if there hadn't been exercise a course of kashrus, among the kashrus, so every time Tehid would testify, the Tzuvin Israel Nise, and then Bezdin is in Ruvin and Nise, and then Bezdin has him executed. And then, even after the execution, Eidim Amazim, so the Eidim Hanizumim should be hired, we say, Mitzad Dezona. But what you'll say, it's already also. So what? It's already also. Yes, the form of Simon. In other words, the execution wipes out the conspiracy. The conspiracy is still there, in spite of the fact that it was already implemented. So it was implemented. The implementation of the conspiracy wipes out the conspiracy. Many of the things that wouldn't be reasonable at all. So there should be a chiyuv. There should be a chiyuv nisa for the conspiracy, for the zama. So we have exercise a kosov. Whenever the conspiracy is implemented, they are not chiyuv nisa for the conspiracy. Kasha zama ve kashos. What's the time? Don't ask any questions. It's exercise a kosov. You want them to be hired for conspiring to kill the Nibim. If the conspiracy was already implemented, they are not hired Misa for the conspiracy, for the Zama. But then, if the Halacha had been ancient Nadim, so then we could deduce the Kalachimia that there should be another Mechayev. There also, not for the conspiring to kill him, but for killing him, for implementing the conspiracy. So if we said, so the question was, all the Rishonim mentioned is special exercise, because Kasha is on the way, Kasha also, so why does the Gemara have to have recourse to the whole lambdas of an ancient Adi? Let's say ancient Adi. There was a course of Kasha, then Kasha also finished. No Kasha. The answer is that two Mechayev. One Mechayev is the Zama. So, and every time when it's Ragu, so Yesh Bechol Masai Mono, so the implementation of the Zama does not wipe out the Zama. The Zama is still there, but it was implemented. So let the Mechayev miss it for the Zama. There is no chiyuv nisa for the Zaman if the Zaman was already implemented. There is exercise HaKosov, the old Rishonim mentioned. Kasha Zaman with Kasha Zaman. But then, there's another Kasha. True, he cannot be mechuyev nisa for the Zaman, let him be mechuyev nisa for the Avera of the Osa. The Osa. Why? Because of Kalachim. The Avera of Zaman to kill is Mechayev Nisa, the Avera of Osa to kill, certainly is Mechayev Nisa. So then we say, Nishinadim. So that means that these two separate questions. So you can't ask, why does the Gemara have to resort